And my guest is Dan Bryce. Morning, Dan.
Morning, Darren.
For those that don't know you or what you do, just give us a quick intro.
So I am an outdoor activity provider, essentially, and within the last couple of years, mainly focusing on outdoor and adventurous activity events. So mountain biking, trail running, long distance walking, triathlons, organising those events for people in Somerset and North Devon.
And obviously with the current situation, let's start with COVID. That's clearly affected you. But now things are being relaxed slightly. Have you got any plans to sort of start to put things on and put things into place so people can get back and get active again?
It's really difficult at the moment. Obviously, we're following sort of government guidance. But as much as getting people active through events, it is very difficult. At present, we're getting a lot of support, a lot of moral support through social media from a lot of our entrants, although we're not seeing a huge amount of commitment in terms of ticket sales, even for events in October, November. I think that's showing people's reluctance to commit due to the situation. So that's actually a really difficult question to answer, to be honest with you. We haven't got a hard and fast plan because everything's so dynamic at the moment. We're looking at alternative dates for some of our events that won't run in June, and looking at how we best service our clients that have already booked so far.
Now, what we'll have seen on social media over the last few weeks is a lot of people doing things and taking things into their own hands and doing challenges around the home to keep themselves fit and do the stuff. And you've just done something quite random, haven't you? Which is something I picked up on, which is the reason for calling you.
Yeah, no, I have. So if I give you a bit of a, I suppose this would help the last question as well. So Channel Events, which is the company that I'm a director of, and we deliver events in Somerset. We took the tact when the lockdown first came into place that we would set up some virtual challenges. And unlike a lot of other providers, we kind of went with the tact of saying, rather than going and running a 10K or a 5K from your house, what can you do to get creative in your own property, in your garden, garages, wherever it might be? So we set up the Stay Home Virtual Challenges, and I felt as a way to push the initiative that I needed to do one myself, set the mark, so to speak.
Practice
so
what you
I
preach,
decided
mate.
That I decided that I was going to do a virtual West Country Three Peaks challenge in my garden. So I needed to ascend the combined height of Dunkery Beacon, High Willays on Dartmoor, and Brown Willie on Bodmin Moor. Yeah, lovely name.
Brilliant.
And that
brilliant.
That combined height is 1,540 metres. So using some obstacles in my garden, my kids' climbing frames, some pallets, and my flat roof garage, believe it or not, I managed to work out that to cover that height, I would need to do 200 laps of my garden, and that also ended up being 8 miles of running. So I ran 8 miles, climbed 1600 meters of up, which was 400 times up a ladder to get up and down off my garage.
I was going to say, I saw the video and the photos on Facebook, and I thought, what the hell is he doing? He's running up and down a ladder across his garage roof, and neighbors are going to think there's some lunacy going on.
Yeah, exactly. I did inform some of my neighbours, to be fair, the ones that I did see over the fence and what have you at a social distance, just to give them a heads up that this guy running around in a bright orange t-shirt in his garden over his garage and running to the end of his drive and turning around a plant pot and coming back again, that's what he was doing. But so not only was it a way of me sort of advertising and putting our virtual challenges out there, I then decided to actually do it for charity as well. So I suppose that's probably where you may be going next.
Yeah, absolutely. And the charity that you've done it for is one that I've not actually heard of before, but it's an essential, particularly for those that use the likes of Exmoor to go for their exercise, walking, hiking, that kind of thing. And tell us about the charity that you've raised money for.
So I raised money for the Exmoor Search and Rescue Team. So Exmoor Search and Rescue Team is a group of a team of volunteers that are attached to Mountain Rescue as a national organisation, but each team is its own entity, its own charity, so to speak. Exmoor Search and Rescue is based over in South Moulton, but it does have vehicles based here in Taunton at the fire station they link with. And their patch, actually, although it's called Exmoor Search and Rescue, their patch covers Exmoor, the Quantock Hills, almost as far as Bridgewater, I believe, and then across as far as sort of North Devon out to sort of towards Biddeford, Barnstable. So they've got a fair old patch. And anyone that comes into a bit of difficulty in a more remote place, off the metalled road, places where the paramedics can't get to, search and rescue teams will be deployed by the police to go and rescue people and also search for people as well. So at this current time during the COVID situation, what's really quite sad, I think, is that they've not been supplied with any PPE via the government to deal with
yeah.
any patients that, you know, they're going out there and potentially delivering resuscitation and casualty care, and they've had to self-fund all their own PPE. So that's why, you know, the Exmoor Search and Rescue Team support channel events. They come along to some of our events and as a bit of PR, but also there if someone should have an injury to help lift them off the moor and what have you. So I felt it was appropriate that I tried to raise some money. And what's been really amazing is I set myself a target of £500, thinking that that would be a pretty tall order in the current climate. And yesterday morning, we actually managed to pass £1,000. So,
oh, wonderful. That's
great
news.
Which is absolutely amazing, yeah.